Strong values and strong opinions. The Mike Broomhead Show. KTAR News, 92.3 FM and the KTAR News app.
Time for the fastest catch-up in news. Did you hear this?
Did you hear this? Broomhead's reaction to the hottest news stories.
Arizona Senate President Warren Peterson joins you this morning to talk about why they have plans to sue the Biden administration over the creation of the Grand Canyon Area National Monument. He says this will hurt Arizona's economy.
Only 17% of Arizona is privately owned or can be used for commerce. These are areas that were federally owned, but we were able to use them for commerce. We have limited land use for commerce. This needs to be used.
Could a lawsuit like this go to the Supreme Court?
Yeah, I think the lawsuit like this is going to make its way through the courts, and I think it's going to be one that people will watch because we're not the only Western state that deals with this, and we all should be concerned. Even if you're somebody that's a Democrat in Arizona, you should be concerned that the federal government has such large swaths of our state under its control. You may be okay with it now, but when a different party is in power and they're using that precedent to do something you don't want, you're going to call it an overreach. An overreach is an overreach. It doesn't matter which party is doing it. In this case, this is a huge piece of land using the Antiquities Act, and I don't think it's the right thing to do, and I think what the Senate president's doing is the right thing, and I hope they're victorious.
We are 11 days away from a possible government shutdown, and there are members of the GOP caucus who said that they would withhold support from government spending measures unless House Speaker McCarthy agrees to their demands.
Those demands include spending cuts that everyone knows Democrats would never accept, and opening an impeachment inquiry into the president. Several conservatives are still angry that McCarthy struck a deal with Biden to avoid a debt default earlier this year.
How would a government shutdown impact regular Americans?
Well, it's going to affect a lot of people, but more than that, I'll say this. I agree with the need for spending cuts. And when we're talking about a government shutdown as it pertains to a budget and spending so that we can operate, those are the things we should talk about. The idea that you're going to put in there impeachment of the president should only be done if their impeachment is warranted, if there is an impeachment that is warranted that everybody agrees on. We can agree or disagree on that. I'm not a fan of a lot of things that have happened, and I think there's a lot of things that are going to come out about this administration. And if there is evidence out there, the majority of Americans would want impeachment. To put impeachment as a part of your conditions to not shut down the government, that does bother me. I don't think that that's the right way of handling that situation. But we have to take a look at how we spend. And if the way to force people to do that is by saying we will not move forward unless there are concessions made, sometimes that's what you have to do. When the president stands up and says, that's wrong, and I'll veto it, I don't care what else is in the bill, if that's it and I'm going to veto it, he's hailed as a hero. So standing up for your principles is a good thing sometimes, but we have to make sure it's on point with what we're trying to accomplish. You are listening to Did You Hear This? We do it every day at this time to catch you up on the headlines.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy announced this morning that he has directed the House to open a formal impeachment inquiry into the president, saying that the House Republicans have found a culture of corruption within the administration.
I do not make this decision lightly. Regardless of your party or who you voted for, these facts should concern all Americans.
So what will come of this impeachment inquiry?
Well, it's all going to depend on what they can find out about the business dealings of Hunter Biden and his father's involvement. And is it going to be when he was vice president of the United States? How much of it when he's president of the United States? The culture of corruption idea is not one that's foreign. It's also not one that's conjured up. There's a lot of evidence out there. So if you're someone on the Democratic side of the aisle for saying that this is ridiculous, well, then open the books. That's what everyone is saying. Shine light on what's actually happened. Show us what's actually gone on. The idea that you're going to say there's nothing to see here is not going to satisfy any of the American people. If there is corruption, we should get rid of it. I've said for a long time, if President Trump and the charges against him are accurate, he should be convicted and pay the price. The same thing for the sitting president of the United States. So do the investigation, be transparent with the American people, and then let the American people decide what next.
Last night on Monday Night Football, New York Jets fans saw the worst of the worst.
Aaron Rodgers' debut with the New York Jets lasted only 4 snaps.
Down goes Rodgers.
The quarterback stood up after being sacked, but then sat down, appearing to grimace from pain. The 39-year-old was taken to the medical tent to be examined.
Aaron Rodgers is officially out for the season with a torn Achilles. Mike, how do sports stories transcend into big news stories?
Well, when everybody in the building's talking about it, I think that's an interesting thing. You and I sit in the office every morning. It's something big to you because you're a Jets fan. I'm a sports fan as well. I watched the entire game to see how the Jets were going to respond. But there are times when a story, because of the people involved or the city it's involved in, becomes a bigger story. How many times this morning, you and I sitting in the office doing show prep, we heard people outside of our office talking about this story? That, to me, shows how it transcends. We love sports. We love athletes in this country. And I think it's a good thing. I think sports is a great distraction around the world. I think it's something that it binds us all together. We can put our political differences aside and then be either, what would you say, teammates or adversaries based on who we cheer for. I'm sad for Aaron Rodgers. The guy was doing everything right. I'm sad for Julia. I hope she makes it through. But I think the Jets are going to be okay. By the way, just on that topic, great job, Julia. In spite of your grief, I appreciate you adding that in there. I happen to have X or Twitter open, and sports trending. Number one word, Achilles, followed by New York Jets. That is trending on Twitter number one right now. That tells you everything you need to know about how important sports are in our community.